So over the last couple of weeks, we've done a lot of talking about sports collectibles, and in particular, NBA Top Shot and the new digital world of sports collectibles. But that got me thinking about my collection of sports collectibles, baseball cards, autographs, things like that. So I've spent a pretty decent amount of time the last 3 or 4 days diving into that collection and trying to organize it a little bit. And about 2 years ago, I think it was before the pandy, before the bunker, I remember we did a segment on my baseball card autograph collection as a kid. I've told you before that I used to mail baseball cards to my favorite players. And with each one, I would write a letter. Dear so-and-so, you are my favorite player. Would you mind signing this? And I'd include a self-addressed stamped envelope. I had the addresses to all the major league teams. And so that experiment worked with about 20% success. But that's okay, because I brought that part of the collection up to show you guys, and I got autographed baseball cards returned from Johnny Bench, Tom Seaver, Gaylord Perry, Fergie Jenkins, Pete Rose, all Hall of Famers.
That's a pretty big, good collection.
Steve Garvey, Sparky Lyle, Bobby Bonds, my favorite player as a kid. So that's a very prized part of my autograph collection. I thought over the weekend, I haven't really collected all my autographs. They're scattered from childhood in various boxes and closets, and I wonder if I can get all of these together, because some I think I may have forgotten about. So I set about the task these last few days of finding all of my autographs, and I have discovered that there are 4 athletes that I have the most autographs of. By far, I have more George Gervin autographs than any in my collection. I've got 6 or 7 that I found, autographs from the Iceman.
Hey, what's up, Craig?
And it started back in the late 70s when I went to my first Spurs game at the old Hemisphere Arena in San Antonio, and I went down to the courtside, and I had a game program. You remember, that's what we used to get autographed.
Oh, yeah.
The game program. And I flipped to the Iceman's bio page, and he signed that for me. And I got a couple of other players that night. And since then, I've collected a lot of George Gervin autographs. P1s have given me George Gervin autographs, so I've got a lot of those. They're all, I value them all. The second athlete that I have a ton of autographs from, Wayman Tisdale, because we got to know Wayman before the Lord took him way too early. And we met him several times, and I have a lot of Wayman autographs. Greg LeMond autographs, my favorite cyclist. I have 5 or 6 LeMond autographs. And the 4th athlete that I have a lot of, Danny White.
Yes.
We, over the years, George and I have collected a lot of Danny White autographs because he's our favorite football player.
Oh, yeah.
So those 4 I have a lot of.
You know, percentages from a kid, like, you know, you get that program, you go down, you get the autograph, and that night it's like the biggest thing ever. I wonder what percentage moving forward of the person that hangs on to it, and it even makes it 5 years, let alone 30 or 40.
Well, I think number one, it's a lost thing, because now people are more into the selfie with the athlete than the autograph.
Right.
The autograph used to be proof that you were in the same vicinity as this player, that you may have even met him, or you were at least close enough to hand him something to sign.
Mm-hmm.
That was the proof we had. Well, now everybody's got a camera, and so you just take a selfie, and that's the proof.
Well, I bet they'd like to go back to the old days instead of... Oh, wait, let me try one more.
Hold on a second.
Let me get my mom in here, too. Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
going through the autograph collection, I also noticed that most of the older athletes took time with their autograph. You know, I heard Bryson DeChambeau say at Arnie's tournament a week ago that when he talked to Arnie, one of the things that Arnie said to him was, always make your autograph legible.
Yeah, that was Arnie's big deal, and you can see every autograph with him is immaculate.
And not many people do that anymore. I know I don't do that when I sign a check or something. You can't tell what my name is. And I think that's a really nice thought by Arnie. It means a lot, I think, for the person that gets the autograph to be able to show people and people be able to read it.
Think how much stuff he signed, too.
Yeah. All right, so I have those 4 athletes where I have a lot of autographs. I've found a lot of other autographs from not only athletes, but from the world of entertainment. And I just tweeted a picture of some examples of the autographs that I found in my collection. And I found the first autographs that I ever got in my life. And I'm going to say I was probably 5 years old.
Wow.
And my favorite TV show was Adam 12.
When Adam 12.
The greatest cop show.
Spare show.
It is the greatest cop show in the history of television.
For its day. It was great.
I loved Adam 12 so much.
I did too.
And as a kid, I remember seeing in the paper, I don't even know if I saw it, I think my dad saw it, that the stars of Adam 12, Pete Malloy and Jim Reed, played by Martin Milner and Kent McCord, were going to be appearing, they were doing an appearance in Oklahoma City at Hudeberg Chevrolet. And so my dad took me. And here, I cannot believe I am looking at my idols. And we had to stand in a long line.
Trying to sell some Chevys.
Standing in a long line. And they gave you, if you came out to this, what one of the pictures that I just tweeted. It was an envelope with a drawing of the two cops on the front and some scenes from the show. And inside, look what I got. These 4x6 glossies
wow.
of the two.
Okay.
Pretty high quality stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
And they had fake autographs on these glossies. And they also gave me these action shots from the show. Black and white action shots.
Look how great they were.
And so these were in the envelope that they gave everybody who came out there. But the envelope on the cover had the two guys, you know, the artist rendering. And that's what I got signed. And you can see in that picture that I tweeted there too, and I brought it in for you guys, the two legitimate autographs here. I'll hand it to you.
Okay.
Okay. Now that you're Moderna'd up, you feel confident coming close to us.
Oh, yeah. I've got Moderna wow. everywhere.
Sure enough. And that's like a pencil sketch or something. It's not like a picture, but that's really cool. I'm surprised you didn't frame that.
Boy, yeah, this looks like it's in harsh condition.
And, you know, I kind of hate myself for that. I think I should frame it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go back now that I've found it. It's just
nice
been
matting
in the,
around that. That'd look really cool.
It's been in the bottom of a cardboard box for 40 years. But those are the first autographs from somebody famous that I ever got in my life. I was probably five, and I got the Adam 12 guys, Martin Milner and Kent McCord, to sign that.
That's pretty amazing.
Get these guys on the
that.
Show to talk about, see if they remember it.
I'd love
signing it for you.
I swear we had Martin on the show.
Did we?
Boy, I think we did. Maybe not. Maybe
your hero?
Well, you won't get him on now.
Yeah.
Why not?
He passed away.
What?
I'll try if you want.
I do remember this, that when we got up to the table and the two were sitting there, I couldn't speak. I remember my dad had to speak. He said, hey, do you want to say hi for him? And my eyes were so big and I froze up.
You're five? Yeah, you're not going to be able
froze
to say anything.
Froze up.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad had to then say, you guys are his favorite. He loves your show. He watches every week. And they were real nice and signed the autograph. But what a great moment.
What do you think they got for that appearance that day? Way back in the day,
each.
Where were actors making for appearances like that?
I don't know. That's a good question. So also in the world of non-sports, and I think I'll tweet a picture of these two as well. I have Steve Martin's autograph.
I thought he only gave out cards.
Now, this is one that I did not see him sign it. But you know that night that I went to see him perform with the Steep Canyon Rangers,
mm-hmm.
a P1 got me in, did me one of the great favors of my life, and got me into the meet and greet. So I got to shake Steve's hand, talk to him, and get a picture with him. And then later that P1 framed that picture and had him sign one of those posters from that night. And I've got that hanging in my home.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Really cool. So even though I didn't get the autograph that night, I still met him. So it's still prized because it was part of that evening. And then I have William Shatner's autograph. He signed his book. And I'm going to tweet the picture of this as well because it's a funny signature. I think he got confused when he was signing the autograph.
Oh, no.
But that's also prized because he was like Steve Martin and Milner and McCord, a childhood acting hero or entertainment hero. So those are all valued non-sports autographs. In the world of sports, I have a Mickey Mantle autograph, which I tweeted that. My Uncle Ronnie got that for me.
Wow.
But it's personalized to me. I wasn't in the room with Mickey, but I still got it, so I think it's pretty cool. I found a Roger Staubach autograph that he signed a picture of the three of us at a remote one day.
Hmm.
And, of course, we've met Roger over the years, and I know you've got a Roger. You probably both have a Roger autograph. But
yeah,
that's very, very cherished, a childhood hero.
Yeah.
I found a David Robinson autograph. I've got a Billy Sims autograph picture, one of my favorite football players ever, that was given to me by the great Brad C., one of our longtime P1s, the publisher of the Danny White Chronicle. That hangs in my home. I've got a Ben Crenshaw autograph on a colonial flag from a pin.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Did I get one of those too?
Yeah, I think we all got
them. Where the heck is that?
I think you may have.
I need to find that.
Ben Crenshaw, favorite golfer of all time, or it could be Tiger. And as I'm going through my autograph collection, I did not remember that I had this, and I tweeted a picture of this. I found that I have a Tiger Woods autograph.
I supposedly do too.
It's an autographed Wheaties box that a P1 gave us.
That's what I have. I've got that as well. Too.
Is that really autographed?
Yeah, it's his actual autograph. It is. 100%.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Because I have one too, but I don't know what I did with it. Because I suspected it was fake.
No,
so
it's
I may have eaten the Wheaties and thrown it in the box.
It's 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that a long time ago,
like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going through all my memorabilia, and I'm, wow, I've got this. I've got a Tiger Woods autograph. I didn't even know I had that. And I've got a lot of, because I'm into cycling, I've got a lot of cycling legends. I tweeted a picture of the Eddie Merckx autograph that I got when visiting his factory, and he happened to be there. He was about to go out for a bike ride, and my buddy and I talked to him for a while and got a picture with him, and he signed autographs for us. I've also got a Bernard Hinault, the Badger autograph. So to put it into layman's terms so that you sports fans in America can understand this, me having a Merckx and Hinault autograph is like having a Michael Jordan and LeBron James autograph if you're a basketball fan.
Yes.
Now I understand it.
The two greatest of all time. So I've got lots of other cyclists, pro cyclist autographs that wouldn't mean anything to anybody, but they mean a lot to me.
You've got quite a collection.
It's a better collection than I thought.
Yeah, it's pretty extensive, especially compared to me. I got like 3 or 4, maybe. From Roger Staubach to Ray Nitschke to Julius Boros. I think those are really the only... My dad got that on a Texas Open program from in, I don't know, 65, 66, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And that's about it.
He won a major.
Yeah, I just didn't... I was not a big autograph collector. The ones that I got as a kid, I was one of those kids who, when I went back through my stuff in either high school or college, pitched it. And I should have hung on to it, I guess.
I got Dan Marino and Sal Cenceri when they were training, when they were playing at Pitt, I guess. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they were training in Mississippi at one point when they were college guys, and I got their autographs.
Sal, may he rest in peace.
Indeed. And I got the Roger Staubach when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the early days of the ticket, remember I had the folder, the notebook that I would use for bits and stuff like that, for writing, I would get people to sign it as it went along. And I one time counted it up, and I swear there's about 10 Hall of Famers on that thing.
Wow.
And you still have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a good practice, because I've noticed over the years that when we have John Travolta or Kevin Costner in studio, we never ask them for an autograph.
No, we've always gotten pictures, but we never did. I don't even remember doing pictures with Kevin Costner, did we?
No. We did with Travolta.
Wait, but why didn't we do pictures with Kevin Costner?
That's a great question. I have one, so if you want it, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
One with all of us in it?
Yes, all of us.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I don't think you're in it, Junes.
Yeah, probably not. I get cut out of all.
We didn't tell you.
But you know, all the big name guests, athletes, entertainers that we've had on the show over the years that we've met in person, We have gotten an autograph from like one or two out of the 500.
Yeah.
And it's because I hate feeling like I'm beating them down.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that wasn't an option.
Yeah, I thought it was against the rules. It's like a clubhouse rule.
It is in kind of the locker room, certainly. And I guess we just apply that to the studio.
All right, but I want to finish up this autograph segment with this autograph that I found in my collection that I had no idea that I had. I could give you guys 1,000 guesses, and I don't think you would figure it out.
Okay.
It is so confusing, and it sent me into hypnosis. And I'm going to present this to Gordo because I think, Gordo, this was for you, and you should be the one to keep it. So I'm just going to let you discover this on your own, and you can let the P1s know what's going on.
So you got this for me?
I have no idea where I got it. It's just, it happened to be in my collection, but I think it rightfully belongs
to me.
Yes.
And the universe wants me to have it.
Just tell me you're not going to be sent into hypnosis.
Okay.
All right, here's the big presentation.
He's now walking across the bunker floor.
Hands him the envelope.
Handing it to me. Okay. Maritime Music is the return address on this thing, and it was actually sent to Microphone Johnson, an old character on the ticket.
We need to hear from him again.
Oh, my Lord. Is this real?
Yes.
Okay, so it is. It's a glossy 8x10 photo of Billy Joel, and he has signed it to Microphone Cheers Billy Joel. Wow.
How do you have that?
I have no idea.
I bet
it was sent to us when we were on Mockingbird.
Would you have guessed that Billy Joel had signed an autograph for an 840 character?
No. No. And the date stamp on the envelope, the mailing envelope, is December 27th, 1995. So we're talking year two of the ticket.
Wow. Have you ever seen that before?
Billy Joel sent an autograph up to one of our 840 characters.
I've never seen that, but I don't remember ever opening that or seeing it. Why I have it, I have no idea.
You know, this is fascinating. I wonder if celebrities still send out autographs. Because obviously somebody contacted Billy Joel and asked for an autograph, and his PR team
got a friend named Microphone Johnson.
Well, they had an autograph, you know, kind of department of their PR.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they still do that, if kids still ask for autographs from people, mailing off to their fan clubs and stuff like that. It seems so antiquated.
Yeah. Wow, you and Billy Joel.
You got any water?
That's awesome, Junior. Thank you for
that's
this.
Yours.
Thank you.
That's yours.
I'll get this framed.
Yeah, you should.
Boy, Billy Joel looks a lot younger here.
Yeah. All right, that's autograph talk, and that's a peek inside my collection. I've tweeted some of these pictures. I'll tweet the Shatner and the Billy Joel and some others here in a minute. But coming up next, we're going to visit with Gus, the Bunker Turtle.